It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to John Lance Arena on the Pittsburgh State campus in Pittsburgh, Kansas. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team getting set to face Pittsburgh State this afternoon. These are a couple of conference schools, but this will go down as a non-conference game today. They'll meet in about another 2 weeks back in Maryville Bearcat Arena as part of the conference schedule. Northwest coming in with a 1-3 record. Pittsburgh State comes in at 4-2. We'll talk more with Coach Michael Smith a little bit later about this being a non-conference game, as the two teams needed a Division II game and an in-region game, and they decided they had a date open on this Sunday and decided to play a matchup as they were trying to gear up for the conference season, which again will be getting away, underway very shortly. I'm John Coffey. Matt Gorder was off today. Well, he'll be rejoining us on the Bearcat Radio Network Tuesday as the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team will get set to face Peru State at Bearcat Arena. Now, this Northwest Missouri State women's team's coming off their first win of the season on Friday evening. It was an 88-55 win over Kansas Wesleyan. Northwest went on a 21-0 run late in the first half, early in the first half, and actually outscored Kansas Wesleyan at one point, 44-4, on their way to the win. Pittsburgh State, again, as I mentioned, at 4-2 on the season. They're coming off a win over William Jewell on a Tuesday night. That was an 80-58 win for Pittsburgh State over William Jewell, and they won three straight coming into this afternoon's matchup with Northwest Missouri State. Pittsburgh State and Northwest going through their pregame warm-ups, so I'll be back to have more for you on our pregame show right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at John Lance Arena on the Pittsburgh State campus, Northwest and Pittsburgh State, and a single women's game here this afternoon. Again, Northwest Missouri State coming off their first win of the season on Friday evening with that win over Kansas Wesleyan. These two teams have met a number of times through the years, as you might expect, especially since Pittsburgh State came into the MIAA back in 1989, and Pittsburgh State leads in the all-time series, 27-20. Pittsburgh State's also won the last three games, and they've been winning the last three by an average of 25 points per game. as Coach Lane Lord for Pittsburgh State. Slowly got some things headed in the right direction for his squad. He's in his seventh season as head coach of the Gorillas, and his team this year picked to finish in the number five position in the preseason MIAA coaches poll. Of course, Northwest under first-year head coach Michael Smith, and again, he is coming into this program after spending five seasons at Truman State and making the move and taking over for Mark Kellogg, who left the Northwest after one season, go down to West Texas A&M in Canyon, Texas. Northwest and Pittsburgh State again going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll come back and hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
2008 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Keaton Guest was recently honored by the Alumni Association with this year's Young Alumni Award. The Maryville native says he was shocked when he learned of the award.
Certainly something I wasn't expecting. It was just really cool. Just because it, you know, it involved, you know, not only receiving some recognition, which is great, but I think more importantly, you know, I had the opportunity to go back home, visit Northwest. I got to spend some time with some current students, spend time with my old professors, and give back a little bit.
Guest was involved in many activities while at Northwest, serving as president of Tau Kappa Epsilon, being involved in Blue Key, Mortarboard, Cardinal Key, and Order of Omega, and was a member of the X106 campus radio station executive staff and a print ad designer for the Northwest Missourian. Guest currently lives in New York City and is a senior account manager at Yahoo.
I had a great opportunity working at Yahoo in Omaha and the opportunity to kind of learn and develop my career and grow personally as well, and they gave me the opportunity to move out to New York, which has been great. You know, definitely learning a lot and continue to, you know, grow both personally and professionally within the, you know, the realm of Manhattan and dealing with all of that craziness, which is, it's a fun crazy, and it's a really good time. And at the same time, working in the internet industry, I mean, I've been able to stay connected and kind of stay rooted back home. And
this year's Young Alumni Award recipient, Keaton Guess.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Pregame Show, which is underwritten by Hy-Vee, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith. And Michael, team coming off first win of the season on Friday night?
Yeah, it's great. You know, obviously being able to get that first win, in particular in Bearcat Arena, you know, in front of the home fans was a special thing. And as we talked a little bit, I think it kind of brightened up things here the last couple of days to prepare for this game today, as far as confidence level obviously is a little higher now. And I think they felt like as we when we listened to our scout, prepared like we wanted to in our scout with Kansas Wesleyan the other night, we did really good things, and obviously we're able to come on get in the win column, and hopefully we'll do that same thing today.
They put a lot of points on the board, but I know after the ball game you're talking about that a lot of the offense really was generated by the good defense you were playing in that game.
Yeah, and I truly believe that. I do, and we really talked a lot about that yesterday and a little bit today, because we only had a day and a half to prepare. But I think it's where it all starts, and I think any coach would probably tell you that in the country, is that if you're down talking on defense, you're down moving your feet, you know, got your head on a swivel, what I like to say, seeing what man and ball, then, you know, good things are going to happen. That'll usually generate with the confidence on the offensive end. So, you know, we're going to have that same type of effort today, definitely, because we're going against a really good player in the Dronimus kid.
Now, how much of a factor was improvement on defense, just from the standpoint, I know you're trying to get across to your team, to just trust your teammates, too, as far as the help side on the defense and things like that. Did you see a little more of a trespasser on Friday night?
Yeah, we're starting to, and, you know, again, it started with I would like to think of the anchor, which is the post player that was in the lane most of the time, and, you know, with Annie and Shelby in particular, and I think it definitely showed in Annie's game offensively. You know, I mean, she come out and I thought played more confident offensively than I've seen her all year by far in practice or anything. So that is a big thing, and we stressed last week in practice probably 8% of our practices were all defensive oriented. So, and they're going to have to be from here on out. I feel like we've really got some good offensive weapons. But we can't always rely on just scoring points. We've got to be able to get down and guard some people, and that's going to have to be our emphasis here, you know, today and in the future.
Again, today you're facing Pittsburgh State. This game will go down as a non-conference game, but it will also count as an in-region game. So it's an important game from that aspect of things.
Yeah, it is. It was kind of, you know, when I got the job late, I was scrambling to find games, and I've known Lane a long time, and he was still looking for one more game, and I said, you know, heck, let's see what we're about early before conference play. If anything, we got to turn around and play him in 8 or 9 days, so you things should be fresh on us for when we open up our conference play there in Bearcat Arena there in a couple weeks, I guess. And so we just scheduled the game, and in return, he's going to come to our place and play in the Ryland Milner, not the Ryland Milner, I keep saying that, the Winstead Reeves Classic next year, so... we were able to kind of kill two birds with one stone, and it's a good you know, Sunday afternoon game. Not much else going on. Might as well be inside in the gym where we like to be.
All right. Now, when you look at Pittsburgh State, a couple of things that really stand out. They've got a couple of players you have to watch for offensively, Westhoff and Geronimus.
Yeah, they do. Those kids have been playing together a long time. They know each other's tendencies. They're both left-handed players, you know, and they just they've got, you know, they've got two or three kids that just really know. Got really good basketball IQ, and I guess that's a good way of putting it. Now, they're last year they had a 6'6 kid in the middle. They don't have that this year, which is more of an intimidating factor than anything. So I think we match up well. We know that Geronimus is going to be hard to stop. I mean, nobody in the country has been able to stop her the last 3 years. She's going to get 20, 22 if you let her. We just can't let her get 42, you know, and we've got to hold everybody else. But if we come out and play team defense, I think we've hopefully worked on some things today that will really help out and try to slow the game down a little bit and take away some of their looks.
All right, what are some of the other keys to this matchup today?
Well, rebounding is always going to be a key. It's giving them one shot and out. You know, Geronimus is going to the free throw line a little over 10 times a game, so we got to limit that. We're not going to limit her touches because she'll bring the ball down the floor, go coast to coast, and try to go in for a layup. She's a left-handed kid. She loves to go left. We're going to try and force her right. You're going to see she's either going to go behind the back or spin back with her left because that's how she likes to finish. So, you know, we're going to be able to do some things. We're going to key off one of their players on the perimeter that doesn't really look to shoot a whole lot. You know, the other day we helped in the post against Kansas Westland. Well, our posts have to be there today. Now we're going to help from a guard spot to try and help on Geronimus.
All right, well, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith. Again, Northwest and Pittsburgh State about ready to tip things off in about 8 minutes here in Pittsburgh, Kansas at John Lance Arena. That's our interview with Coach Michael Smith on the Bearcat pregame show sponsored by Hy-Vee. Back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Theater Northwest will continue to show Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker until Sunday afternoon, December 8th. The interesting thing about this show is they'll feature puppets instead of people. Associate Theater Professor Amanda Pettifish-Schrog says most of the puppets were made by Northwest students.
The process actually began back in May when a group of students, along with myself and a couple other faculty members, sat down to figure out. We knew very little at that point. We knew we wanted to do the Nutcracker. We knew we were doing it with puppets. And we knew that the show went up in November. And based on that, they came up with a variety of ideas about the best way to construct the narrative and how these different characters would show up on stage.
Pettifish-Schrog says the rehearsal process not only involves figuring out expression, but solving problems.
If we discover, in order to tell this part of the story, the character needs to do this, but the puppet can't physically do that, we have two choices. We can either change the puppet, or we can change how the puppet communicates in that moment. So I think it's a great process.
Benefit Shrug says she began working with puppets when she was 4 years old.
It's always a joy to kind of get to go back to familiar territory, but also to figure out new ways of doing things. And it's what I love about puppetry, is that there's never a solution that easily presents itself. Every puppet is different, and it's always a process of trial and error. But that also means that the work is unique, and it's captivating if done well. So it's a great challenge, and that's something I learned working with my family, and I'm thrilled to have the chance to kind of rediscover that with students here.
Benefit Shrug adds the show runs just under an hour. All performances will be held in the Studio Theater at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, call 660-562-1321.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, on the Pittsburgh State campus. Northwest and Pittsburgh State in a women's matchup. Again, a single game today. We'll be back and have men's basketball for you on a Tuesday evening as Northwest will host Peru State. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off airtime along the radio network at 6:40. Here again, the Northwest women coming in 1-3, coming off a win over Kansas Wesleyan on Friday evening. Pittsburgh State under Coach Lane Lord with a 4-2 record on the season. As we take a look at the lineups, haven't been officially posted yet, but from what we're looking at, we'll look at Dario Easton for Northwestern, one of the guard spots, a 5'6 junior from South Bend, Indiana, and a transfer in from State Fair Community College. She's averaging just over 20 points per game and 3 rebounds a contest. She had 23 points, 3 assists, and a steal against Kansas Wesleyan. And in the matchup against William Jewell last weekend, she scored 23 points in the first half on her way to a 29-point effort against William Jewell. Also in the lineup, Andy Matthews, a 5'10 junior out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, averaging 7 points and 8 rebounds a game, coming off a double-double against Kansas Wesleyan, where she scored 11 points and pulled down at 10 rebounds. Monique Stevens at the point guard spot, a 5'3 senior out of Wodonga, Victoria, Australia, and transferring in from Southeast Community College in Beatrice, Nebraska. She's at that point guard spot. Also looking for Timber Schechinger in the lineup, a 5'10 sophomore from Manila, Iowa. And looking at this lineup, Ashley Nelson, averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds a game. She's a 5'9 junior from Omaha. And before we look at Pittsburgh State's lineup, we're getting set for the national anthem here at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. As the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball team getting ready to line up for this national anthem. They're dressed in their traveling black uniforms for today with the green numerals and the white trim off of them. And Pittsburgh State in their home gray uniforms with the red numerals trimmed in yellow. So we're just about ready for the national anthem here at John Lance Arena. As we look at this Pittsburgh State lineup, we'll get to it coming up here in just 1 second.
We thank you for your cooperation. And now, will you please rise, remove your hats, and honor our country and those who serve it with the playing of the national anthem. Thank you.
that's the national anthem. And quickly looking at Pittsburgh State, a couple players to watch for. Morgan Westhoff, a 5'8 junior out of St. Paul, Kansas, averaging points a game. And Lizzie Geronimus, 5'11 junior from Lenexa, Kansas, averaging 19 points and 8 boards a game. Bridget Hesser, a 5'7 junior from Oklahoma, Kansas, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Also, and Quinita Reed is averaging 5 points and a couple rebounds a game. She also leads her team in assists. And also look for action from Cedra Devers, a 5'8 senior out of Bixby, Oklahoma, leading the team in steals, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. Back with the tip-off of this one, Northwestern Pittsburgh State, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And we're ready to go. The tip is controlled by Northwest Missouri State. They go from our right to our left. Monique Stevens with it off of the left side. Brings it out to the top of the key for Schechinger. Now to Ariel Easton. Easton left of the lane. Back out left side. Gets it to Schechinger. Cross court right side is Nelson. Now to Stevens out near the timeline. Northwest looking at man-to-man defense out of Pittsburgh State. Out to the top of the key. With it is Schechinger. Looks left side for Nelson. Nelson takes a jumper from 16 off the left wing. A rebound elbow off the left side. Pulled away by Matthews. Now out top for Stevens once again. Left side is Nelson on the wing. Schechinger on the left side. Cross court right side, Stevens. Stevens with one dribble with the left hand. Goes off the right side for Easton. Drives to the baseline. A little runner up. Blocked away by Gafford. And is picked up by Pittsburgh State on the break. Bordewick down the left side. Gives it to Devers. Now out between the circles is Bordewick. Back to Devers on the left wing to the top of the key. Looking and giving it out top. A three put up by Westhoff. A long rebound out near the free throw line. Tipped by Easton. And it will be controlled by Easton out of a double team. Just to corral that basketball. Gets an outlet to Schechinger. Now to Nelson on the right wing to the free throw line. Down the lane. Through traffic bump. Shot goes up. And it's missed off the front of the rim. Fast break the other way. Down the floor. Devers goes up. Misses the shot. Tries to fight for the board in the block's left side. We got a tie up. And possession arrow will give it to Pittsburgh State. Pitt State will inbound off the left side. Inbound on the left is Alexa Bordewick. Bordewick all the way out front. Ball gets away. It goes to the scorer's table. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Kind of a mental error that time off the inbound. Just threw it right to the scorer's table. So Northwest will get it and go from our right to our left across the timeline. With the dribble drive is Monique Stevens. Now out to the top of the key is Easton. Easton looks right side for Nelson. Drives the baseline. Bounce pass in traffic in the lane. Loose. Going down after it in the lane was Matthews. Couldn't hold on to it. It was picked away but thrown away, and it now goes to Pittsburgh State, finally off of Easton. So the Gorillas will go from our left to our right. Still no score, about a minute and a half in this matchup from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Portowick will walk it across the timeline, goes to the top of the key. Hands off out of a weave out front for Lizzie Geronimus, who's averaging about 19 points a game. Looks left side for Devers on the left wing. To the top of the key, to the free throw line. Now right side is Portowick through the lane. Left-handed layup off the left side, misses, but the fight for the board and hustling after Pittsburgh State. Portowick comes away with the rebound. Out between the circles is Geronimus, and out front whistle and a push-off and a foul. This one coming up on Westhoff, trying to set a screen from the far side, gets called for the elbow. First foul of the game. Northwest will take it from our right to our left. Again, no score. 17-51 left in at the first half. Monique Stevens across the timeline, looks on the right wing. Finds Schechinger. Now back to Stevens in the right corner. Drives the baseline underneath the bucket. Bumped and goes with the pass off the left side to Schechinger. And her pass is knocked out of bounds as Morgan Westhoff reached up and slaps it out of bounds. So now Northwest will inbound in the far left corner. As Ariel Easton will get the inbound to Stevens. Back to Easton, left side to the left baseline. High post left for Matthews. Down the lane left she goes. And a foul. She'll get to the free throw line. I just want to go on Morgan Westhoff. That will be her first. And we'll get to Annie Matthews to the free throw line. Annie, a 67% shooter at the line this year. Only been there three times, though. Knocks down the first here. And that's the first point of the game. Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State, 1-0 with 17-27 left in at the first half. Matthews back at the line. Second one good. 2-0, Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State. Down the lane, right side, Geronimus to the bucket, misses the shot, blocked away by Matthews, rebound tipped out front, pin ball's out of bounds, and it will belong to Pittsburgh State, as Nelson and Schechinger just couldn't hold on to the ball, so it will belong to Pittsburgh State in the far left corner. Bridget Hesser into the game now for Pittsburgh State. Also, Anquanita Reed takes it right of the lane off the elbow. To Devers, out front with the pass for Hesser. Looks low left side for Devers. Now back to Hesser, free throw line left. Her shot short, fight for the board in the lane, and it is finally corralled by Schechinger. Out it goes to Nelson. Nelson pulls off the right wing. Now to Stevens between the circles. The man-to-man defense played out of Pittsburgh State. On the left side, Schechinger to the left baseline. Pass tipped loose, controlled though by Matthews. Now left side for Nelson. A three is up, and it's good. Ashley Nelson knocks down the three-pointer. It's her third of the season, and it's a 5-0 Northwest lead to start this game. Out between the circles, Lizzie Geronimus drives the lane left through the lane. Left-handed layup, rims out, fight for the board off the right side. Controlled by Gafford, her shot off the glass. No, fight for the board out of bounds, and it will belong to Pittsburgh State. Off of Schechinger. So the Gorillas will inbound baseline left. But before they do, more substitutions for Coach Lane Lord. Alex Muff comes into the ballgame. 6'1 senior at Concordia, Kansas, and a transfer in from Kansas State. Gets the inbound off of the left side is Brugman. Out to the top of the key with the dribble is Yacidra Devers. To Reed. Reed down the lane left, drives, lays it up, misses the shot, and the rebound Matthews for Northwest. Pittsburgh State can't buy a bucket right now. It's a 5-0 lead for Northwest. Stevens through the lane, out front, trailing on the play. Matthews gets called for the travel. Moved the pivot foot just before going up with a shot, and the turnover will give it back to the Gorillas. On the left side, Reed, off the left wing, brings it out between the circles. Brugman looks right side for Hesser. Hesser out front pass stolen is telegraphed and knocked away by Easton, but picked cracked back up by Reed. Goes into the right corner. Devers open. The three is off the lip of the rim. The rebound tipped by Easton and finally controlled by Easton as Northwest will take it right to the left. A long pass left side goes to Nelson. Nelson trying to go low. It does. Gets it to Matthews. Pivots in line. Little right-hander hooked too hard in the rebound inside. Devers for Pittsburgh State. Neither team exactly lighting it up from the field early in this one. Into the right corner, a three put up, and it's too hard. Taken a miss by Bregman, and the chase down off the left side by Nelson for Northwest. Pittsburgh State right now 0 for 10 from the field. Northwest 1 of 5 from the field. A 5-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. Nelson out to the top of the key. Launches a long three. Rims out. Rebound tip. Will go out of bounds. And this time it's off of Matthews. It belongs to Pittsburgh State. 5-0 Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State. Schlesinger now goes to the sideline for Northwest. And Alexandria Blaurock into the game. A 5'8 junior out of Kansas City, Kansas. And transferring into the Northwest program from Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Blaurock onto the court along with Easton, also Stevens and Nelson. And into the game for the first time this afternoon, Shelby Mustang. Out to the top of the key, left side, Bordewick. Finds Reed, free throw line, takes the jumper, rims out left. And the rebound pulled down by Blaurock for Northwest. On the break to the right side is Easton. Now to high post right side, Mustang. Back to Easton, right baseline. Drives the runner. It's too hard. And the rebound pulled away by Bregman for Pittsburgh State. Still a 5-0 Northwest lead. Across the timeline on the right side, Esser pulls up inside the arc. Out front right for Bregman. Down the lane she goes. Pulls up. Brings it back out front. Devers, and she'll get called for the travel. Trying to call for the shot near the free throw line. Got a break in the action. 14-29 left in the first half. Northwest 5. Pittsburgh State nothing. We'll be back to Pittsburgh, Kansas right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information,
582-2699. And welcome back to Pittsburgh, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State in front 5-0 as they lead Pittsburgh State. Both teams struggling from the field, but Pittsburgh State right now 0 of 10 from the field. Bearcats will inbound. They go from our right to our left. On the right side is Akina Veldhuizen. Now to the baseline right is Nelson. Blaurock out front left for Easton. Now to Veldhuizen on the left side. Out to the top of the key, Nelson through the lane. Bounce pass left side, Mustaine takes a jumper from 8. Rattles it down. Shelby Mustaine, transfer from Bradley, knocks down the bucket, makes it a 7-0 Northwest lead. Hesser out front right side for Bordewick. Now down the lane right is Geronimus up for the shot, misses too hard, and the rebound fought for left side. Put away by Gafford and throws it away at scorer's table. It will unfortunately go off of Easton out of bounds. So Pittsburgh State will inbound as they go from our left to our right. Both teams really playing like this is a Sunday afternoon game. Some uncharacteristic errors out of both squads. On the left side, Bordewick into the left corner. And a long three on the way by Devers. Knocks down the three. Rather, that's Reed from the left corner. Knocks down the three. That's the first bucket of the game for Pittsburgh State. It's a 7-3 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out front for Easton. Her pass is knocked loose by Reed. She'll pick it up in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and knocks it down. And Quinita Reed knocks down the layup, and it's a two-point game now. Northwest Missouri State up 7-5. Field using now top of the key. Dribbles right side. Goes left for Nelson. To the top of the key, Blaurock. Out of Field using on the right side. Looks right corner, and then pass tip goes out of bounds as Reed knocks it into the Pittsburgh State bench. Morgan Westhoff into the game as Pittsburgh State makes a substitution, and also to the sideline at 4 Northwest goes Veldhuizen, and Stevens back in. Blaurock will inbound. And gets the inbound off the right side for Easton. Drives the baseline to the bucket and lays it up and good. Nice quick first step. Was able to get past Reed and drive that baseline and hit the layup. And for Easton, that's her first 2 points of the game. 9-5, Northwest Missouri State in front. To the top of the keyboard of Wick. Down the lane left she goes. Back pedals and brings it up top of the key. Open Reed, another three, runs out. Rebound tipped by Mustaine on the baseline, and it goes off of Muff out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Schechinger races to check into the game now as Blaurock will go to the sideline. 9-5, Northwest Missouri State in front. 12:32 left in the first half. Cats again in their black uniforms on this trip down to Pittsburgh, Kansas. They have the with the trimmed green numerals. Easton, right side, Schechinger. Out top to Key Nelson, dribbles with the left hand to the free throw line, and a bump out front and a foul. And this one will go against Pittsburgh State. This will be Morgan Westhoff. That will be her second foul. And check that, her third foul. So Westhoff with three fouls. Early foul trouble for the Gorillas. Inbound. Left side is blocked in. Will go out of bounds. Borderwick got a hand on it. And the Cats again will try to inbound. Stevens gets the inbound. Knocked loose one more time. Knocked away by Borderwick. And it's picked up by Pittsburgh State on the drive. The other end. The layup blown by Reed. The putback is good. Up the left side by Geronimus. That's her first two of the game. 9-7, Northwest Missouri State up now at midcourt. Ball knocked out of bounds off the dribble by Pittsburgh State as Geronimus knocks it loose. Now Easton will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Northwest up by two. They open this game up with a 7-0 run to start things off. Stevens, left side Easton to the left wing, Nelson. Bounce pass out front left for Schechinger. Goes cross court right, Easton. Easton, ball fake, goes back to Nelson on the left wing. Into the left corner for Schechinger, who's being guarded by Geronimus. And a whistle and a foul coming up. This will be on Geronimus. Again, kind of going with that arm bar thing, trying to get a little pressure, and some of the fans from behind us not agreeing with that call. A year ago, that wouldn't have been a foul. This year it is, with the new rules as far as watching the hand check and the arm bars out on defense. Easton with the inbound left side. Stevens will take it between the circles. Dribbles right side. Now out front, Schechinger. Guarded by Geronimus. To the baseline right side. Now Mustaine, high post right. Back left side for Schechinger. In the left corner, Easton open. The three on the way. It's good. Ariel Easton with the three from the left corner. She's got 5 points. Northwest up 12-7. They've never trailed in this first half. Roderick out top of the key. Now drives the lane, finds Reed in the left corner, misses the three attempt. Long rebound chased into the corner by Stevens for Northwest. And she'll break it from our right to our left. Stevens at the top of the key. Looks back left side for Easton. Easton, a long three out front. Puts it up too hard. Rebound at the free throw line. Mustaine kicks it back out to Nelson. Northwest to set up the offense. Cats in front, 12-7, with just under 11 minutes left in the first half. Nelson on the right side. Now to Schechinger at the top of the key. Dribbles once, goes left side, finds Stevens, cutting to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice cut move, got behind the defense, and Monique Stevens with her first bucket of the game. 14-7, Northwest Missouri State up. Again, that's equals their largest lead of this first half. Reed at the top of the key, through the lane, now right side, Geronimus trying to spin and a bump on Schechinger, and this time Schechinger gets called for the foul. Timber with her first. 14-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. Denise McEnany now into the game for the Cats as Nelson goes to the bench. And Annie Matthews back in. Mustaine goes to the sideline. 7-point Bearcat lead. Borderwick will inbound, baseline right, finds Reed, back to Borderwick. And with the left-handed dribble, we'll bring it out top of the key. As Reed tries to make a move toward the free throw line, cut left, then back right, but forgot to dribble, and gets called for the travel. Reed will go to the sideline, and Devers in. Yesidra Devers, the senior out of Bixby, Oklahoma. 14-7, Northwest in front. Chance to get their largest lead of the game as Stevens will take it across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Hands off to Easton at the top. Dribbles right. Guarded by Devers. Bounce pass to the right wing. with it, McEnany. Now back to Easton, right baseline drive. Hooks the pass right side. Matthews, the jumper from 12 on the right. Won't go. A little bit flat with the shot. Another rebound pulled down by Geronimus for Pittsburgh State. On the fast break, right side, Roderick. Into the right corner it goes for Bordewick. Now they go low for Muff. Fadeaway jumper from 6 is good. Muff drops it down, and it's a 14-9 lead for Northwest over Pittsburgh State. Stevens will take it across the timeline. Out between the circles. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front. Find Schechinger. High post for Matthews. Back to Schechinger. Left side. Now to Easton on the left wing. To the top of the key. McEnany. To the right side is Stevens. Down the lane right. She goes. Knocked to the floor. Falls to the floor and gets called for the travel. A little bit of a bump. Kind of like a pinball going through the middle of the lane. Gets called for the travel. And we've got a break in the action. 9:24 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 14, Pittsburgh State 9. We'll be back to Pittsburgh, Kansas, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
9:24 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Pittsburgh State, 14-9. For the Bearcat women, they come out of the timeout with Denise McEnany onto the floor. Timber Schechinger out there, along with Ariel Easton, Annie Matthews, and Monique Stevens. Pittsburgh State will have Borderwick bring the ball down the floor. Beavers back out onto the floor as Muff's out there. And out front for Geronimus. Geronimus, free throw line left with the dribble. And a man-to-man defense out of Northwest down the lane. Drives and shot won't go on a foul. And Geronimus foul making that drive down the lane. Foul will go on Annie Matthews. That'll be her first. And check that the second foul on Matthews. Geronimus going to the free throw line. A 77% shooter from there and gets to the line an awful lot. Knocks down the first free throw. She has 3 points. For the season. Ashley Nelson back in the game for Northwest. Matthews goes to the sideline. Also Mustaine back out there as a second free throw by Geronimus drops down. Inbound to Monique Stevens, who's trapped off the inbound with a double team. Easton comes over to help out right in front of us, still in the backcourt. We'll take it across the timeline from our right to our left. Out front is Stevens. Looks right side for Nelson. Nelson's trying to drive the baseline cut off. Back to Stevens' right side. Back left side for Easton. Into the left corner for Schechinger. Low left for Mustaine. Now back left side Easton on the wing. Shot short. Rebound pulled down inside by Devers for Pittsburgh State. Across the timeline to the right side. Brings it back out front right. Looks at a 2-3 zone right now out of Coach Michael Smith. Hand off out front for Geronimus. Geronimus just holds on to it. Now back pedals near the timeline. Shot clock's down to 8. Geronimus to the left wing. Sets up. Pulls up the dribble. Now left side pass for Roderick. Now with 2 on the shot clock. A long 3 on the way and missed by Bordewick. Rebound goes out of bounds as a long bounce goes into the sideline. About 2 rows deep as Northwest will inbound now. Off the side. Inbound is thrown away as it was intended for Monique Stevens. Schechinger missed it. It's chased down off the left side by Bordewick for Pittsburgh State out of a double team trying to find Devers. And her pass is stolen, picked up by Schechinger. Nelson will just hold the ball and give it to Stevens. He'll take it across the timeline. Northwest up 14-11. They've led twice by 7 in this first half. On the left side, Schechinger. Schechinger out front, left side for Nelson. Nelson free throw line, throws it away, going into the lane, stepping in front of the pass was Geronimus for Pittsburgh State. Across midcourt left side, out top of the key, Devers through the lane, stops, pops from 12, got it. Devers makes it a 14-13 game. And Coach Michael Smith wants to call a timeout with 7:40 left in the first half, a one-point game. What has been a seven-point lead on two occasions has gone down to just one right now for the Northwest women. 14-13, Northwest Missouri State holding on to that one-point lead. Don't forget, Tuesday night, it's Northwest men's basketball as Northwest faces Peru State. Final tune-up before a couple of tough games next weekend as part of a Thanksgiving Classic hosted by Drury in Springfield. They'll face the defending national champions in Drury Friday afternoon and then play Truman State on Saturday. Don't forget Bearcat football on Saturday. It's a noon kickoff. Northwest will face Minnesota Duluth. And NCAA Division II playoffs will have that broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat game day. Northwest inbound, facing some pressure in the backcourt by Bridget Esser, who checked in during the break. Across the timeline, right side, Stevens for Northwest. Out between the circles for Alexandria Blaurock. Left side is Easton. Now baseline left for Stevens. Looking at man-to-man out of Pittsburgh State. Spins into a double team. Gets pass out front left for Easton. Chest pass cross court right, Nelson. Back to Easton. Nine on the shot clock. Now to Nelson. Back to Easton. Left wing. Long three. On the way. Rims around it now. Fight for the board inside. The putback by Mustaine. No. And ripping the rebound away was Gronimus for Pittsburgh State on the fast break. Hester. And she's bumped trying to go down the lane off the right side. Hits the left. They'll count it. And a foul. Hester knocks it down. She'll go to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. 7:04 left in the first half. Northwest now trails by 1, 15-14. First time they've trailed, or the Northwest has trailed in this game. Nelson picks up the foul on the defensive side, trying to stop Esser. She went up with the layup off that fast break. Reed into the game. Devers to the sideline for Pittsburgh State. Back to the line, Hesser, free throw good. She's an 81% shooter on the season at the line. And a two-point lead for the Gorillas as they go into full-court pressure after the made free throw. Inbound comes to Stevens. Long pass down the floor left for Nelson to the baseline. Pulls up, takes the jumper from 12. Off the front of the rim, no. Mustaine with the board. Outlet on the right side. Gets it to Easton. Northwest now sets up the offense. Left side for Nelson. Now to Blaurock out front left. Cross-court right side. Stevens to Easton to the right baseline. Cut off by Reed. Out front, Mustaine. Out between the circles left side is Stevens. Shot clock now at 10 seconds. Now to Blaurock. Drives the baseline left. Lost the handle on the dribble and goes out of bounds. It will belong to Pittsburgh State. Two-point lead for the Gorillas over Northwest. And Northwest has had a lead twice in this first half of 7. They opened up the game on a 7-0 run. Girls, after shooting very poorly to start with, missed their first 10 shots of the game. They're now still struggling. They're 4 of 22 from the field. They've knocked down one three-pointer and have hit three free throws. Northwest, 6 of 16 from the field, 2 of 5 on threes, and they've been to the line twice and hit both of those. Well, front right side is Geronimus. Picked up by Stevens through the lane into a double team. Stepping out was Mustaine trying to draw the block. Unfortunately, we'll get called for the charge. And for Mustaine, that's her first foul. Both teams with four team fouls. Geronimus back to the free throw line. 4 points so far this afternoon. Coming off a 15-point performance against William Jewell on Tuesday evening. Left-handed free throw shooter. Knocks down the first. 17-14, Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest. And Lizzie's second free throw is nothing but net. 4-point lead now for the Gorillas, and back to full court pressure, Pittsburgh State after the made free throw. Blaurock will take it across the timeline. Now a pass into the front court left, gets it to Nelson. Northwest to set up the offense. Cats down by 4. Off the left side, Nelson. Out front left for Blaurock. Now on the right side, Stevens. High post right, Mustaine. Cross court left side, Blaurock. Shot clock at 8 seconds. Out front for Meredith Scott, who checked in. Right side is Nelson. Scoops the pass to Stevens with 3. A runner with 2 seconds on the clock through the lane. Banks it down. Monique Stevens got it to fall. Northwest down by two, 18-16 with 5:43 left in the first half. A pass trying to go low, and it's off of a read out of bounds. Porterwick tried to go low post with that pass, and the ball will belong to Northwest. Darrell Easton back in the game. Stevens to the sideline for the Bearcats. Inbound goes to Easton for Northwest. Easton to the top of the key. Being chased by Aquanita Reed. Now to Nelson on the right wing. Out front for Blaurock. Left side for Easton. Easton at the top of the key. Backpedals near the timeline. Right side pass for Nelson. To the top for Blaurock, who can't hold on to the pass. And loose on the floor, chased down by Hesser. Ball continues to roll loose, and Mustang comes over. And a tie-up will give Northwest the ball with the alternate possession. Schechinger back in the game. Blaurock goes to the sideline for Northwest. So the Bearcats will inbound off their baseline on the right. Quick inbound goes to Nelson, up with a shot, won't go, but a quick foul as she took that inbound pass, and the block's off the right side. This will go on Ankamanita Reed. That's her first foul. 15th foul on at Pittsburgh State, so Northwest again will inbound, baseline right. And before they get the inbound, whistle and a foul this time. We'll go on Northwest. A little push trying to get some position off the inbound. And this goes on Ashley Nelson. That's number two on Nelson. 7th team foul on Northwest. Pitt State right now with five. 5:08 left first half. Into the front court off the right side. Borderwick dribbles to the right wing. Now to Geronimus. Out between the circles. Dribbles left side with that left hand. Again, they're trying to force her to go right. Now through the lane. Dishes low left side. Shot off the glass and won't go. Rebound to putback. It is good by Gafford. She missed it the first time around. Got her board, went right back up with it, and gives Pittsburgh State a four-point lead. Just under 5 minutes left in the first half. Nelson to the free throw line. A runner on the right side and knocks it down. Nothing but net with that right-handed runner. She's got 5 points and a two-point game. Northwest down 20-18. Out front right side, Borderwick. Dribbles with the left hand through the lane. Left side pass for Reed. Reed off the left wing. Back pedals, goes to the top of the key. Through the lane right, all the way down the lane, off the glass, won't go. Fight for the board, the putback no by Gefford. And a rebound now for Northwest and Nelson. Now let Easton, a long pass, left side for Scott. Scott on the left baseline, now to Easton, cutting through the lane. A little runner with right hand, too hard. Rebound Mustang, the putback in the lane, no. Fight for the board, and it's loose and out of bounds. It should go off of Mustang, it does. Fighting for that rebound with Lizzie Geronimus. 4:01 left in the first half. Northwest down by 18. Breaking the action with 4:01 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 20-18 in the first half from Pittsburgh, Kansas. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Get your tree started off to a healthy new year. Winter is the best time to prune trees. Proper pruning increases their health and beauty. It also makes trees safer by promoting a strong structure. This reduces the chance of damage during severe weather. To learn more about good pruning techniques, log on to MissouriConservation.org and search keyword pruning. If you hire a professional arborist, check their credentials and avoid any that top trees. A reminder from the Missouri Department of Conservation.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Pittsburgh, Kansas. John Coffey with you. We apologize for some technical difficulties we've had with our line from Pittsburgh, Kansas today. Hopefully we have those rectified now. Again, it's a two-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 20-18. 3:25 left in the first half. Out front left side, Meredith Scott goes on the right side. Gets it to Monique Stevens. High post right side. Turnaround jumper on the way and good. End of the ball game. Ashley Ginter knocks down the 15-foot jumper off the right side. Ties the game up at 20. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Out front left and another pass thrown away. This one going into the backcourt for Pittsburgh State. They've thrown a number of those away as Hesser is trying to go out front and get the pass. And it goes out of bounds. So Northwest Missouri State will have the ball. Borderwick goes to the sideline. Borderwick cut right as that pass went left. And then into the backcourt. Into the game now is Paige and Lungwitz to take Borderwick's spot. Meredith Scott with it on the left wing. Out front, left side, Schechinger. Cross court, right side, Easton to the right wing. Dribbling is Stevens. Lost the pass left side. Schechinger on the wing. Open the jumper off the front of the rim, and the rebound pulled away by the Gorillas. As Lungwitz comes away with the board. On the right side, Hesser finds Geronimus. Down the lane, left she goes. Drives a little bit off balance, but a block coming up on Northwest. Ginther slid over, trying to force the charge. And I believe they're going to give this one to Ginther. That will be her second foul. Check that her first. A 20-20 ball game. Northwest and Pittsburgh State tied up at 20. Geronimus back to the free throw line. And another one down. 7 points for Geronimus. Five of those coming from the charity stripe. A 21-20 Pittsburgh State lead over Northwest. Second free throw is good. Pittsburgh State up by two. Again, back to the full court pressure off the made free throw. Pass tipped will go out of bounds as Hesser tips it off of Easton out of bounds. So the full court pressure works for Pittsburgh State. They will inbound in the far right corner. 2:39 left in the first half. 22-20. Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest. Cats twice in this first half. Had built a 7-point lead only to see Pittsburgh State come back. Out front is Hesser. Looks right side for Brugman. To the top of the key, Deja Snell looks on the left wing. Lungwitz, back right side, Hesser. Pass, pass, low right side, gets it. Low for Snell, turns with the jumper from four. Good. A little pivot move to the right, knocks it down. And a four-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Monique Stevens with a left-handed dribble across the timeline. Looks on the left wing, Scott. Out front, Schechinger. Looks right side, Easton. To the right wing, Stevens. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Being pressured by Lungwitz out of the man-to-man defense out of Pittsburgh State. Easton on the left wing. Out front high left for Ginther. Now back to Easton to the baseline left. Stevens drives the baseline with six on the shot clock. Dribbles underneath the bucket and her dribble stolen away by Geronimus for Pittsburgh State. 4-point lead for the Gorillas across the timeline. Right side Hesser. Lobs across court left. Gets it to Bregman. Bregman out between the circles. Hesser. Hesser free throw line down the lane and a collision. And this time a charge is coming up. I believe, yes, Hesser bored his shoulder just a little bit as Stevens slid over and drew the charge. Hesser picking up her first foul, 10th team foul on the Gorillas. Ginther to the sideline for Northwest and Mustaine back in. And full court pressure out of Pittsburgh State. Inbound to Stevens, her pass tip loose, but it's controlled by Schechinger underneath the Pittsburgh State bucket. Dribbles out of that pressure and will take it across the timeline from our right to our left. Now to Scott, left on the baseline, goes up on the jumper, no. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. And we also have a foul coming up on Pittsburgh State. And Coach Lane Ward really upset over that one. That one goes on Lungwitz, that will be her first. Eighth team foul on Pittsburgh State. And this will get to the free throw line. Mustaine, who had the position inside going for that rebound. Mustaine, an 83% shooter on the young season. 10 of 12 coming into today's game. Free throw too hard. And the rebound to Pittsburgh State. Up with Ward Rugman. Gives it to Longwitz. He'll take it across the timeline. Met by Easton between the circles. Across the man-to-man defense off the left side. Beavers. Beavers lobs the pass out front for Geronimus. Free throw line right. Goes up with a left-handed shot and misses. Mustang trying to pull the board away. Stripped loose in the lane. And players on the floor grappling after that ball. And Stevens had the ball initially, but held ball. Will give it to Pittsburgh State. 103 left in the first half. Northwest down by 4, 24-20. Longwitz on the baseline left inbound. Officials talking some things over briefly. Harvey Randall's the referee. Ty Bills and Doug King, the other two officials today. Inbound in the lane. Goes to Snell. She drives, whistle, and we've got a travel violation. Lowered her shoulder just a little bit and kind of looked like a running back going through the line there. Didn't dribble, and the travel violation gives it to Northwest. Cats down by 4, looking at full court pressure. Schechinger trying to get the inbound. Does. Right side for Stevens. Back to Schechinger. Schechinger with the left-handed dribble. Lost the handle on the dribble, and it is picked up by Bergman for Pittsburgh State. Off the right side, through the lane. Geronimus up with the shot. Short. Gets a rebound. Puts it back one more time off the glass and good. Geronimus with just her second field goal of this first half. Knocks that one down and a whistle off the full court pressure. And foul coming up on the Gorillas. This one to go on Longwitz. Number two on Longwitz. Ninth team foul on Pitt State. And Stevens, who took that inbounds pass and was hammered to go to the other end to shoot a one-and-one opportunity. Hayden Herlocker into the game from Girard, Kansas, to take the place of Longwitz. Monique Stevens stepping to the free throw line, a 5'3 senior from Australia's first of two now is good. 5 points for Stevens out of this first half. That's her first free throw of the half. Mustang goes to the sideline and Ganther back in. Again, Andy Matthews picked up a couple of early fouls and is on the bench at the moment. Second free throw by Stevens, good. And it's a 26-22 game, Northwest Missouri State down. Geronimus finds Devers cutting through the lane, down to the right corner for Herlocker. A three, long go, rebound Northwest, and pulling down the board was Schechinger. Now to Stevens with 29 seconds left in the half. Coach Michael Smith tells Stevens to slow it down as Northwest will spread out the offense. Looking for the last shot. Just a couple seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Right side is Easton. Now to Meredith Scott out front left. Right side Easton. Down the lane she goes. 8 on the shot clock. Out front for Stevens. Left side with 5 on the shot clock. Jumper by Scott. Won't go. Rims around and out. And the rebound pulled down by Bergman. Left side Geronimus. Inside the arc. Takes a long jumper. And misses it as the buzzer sounds. That's the end of the first half. The Pittsburgh State Gorillas will go into the locker room at halftime in front of Northwest. 26-22. We'll be back and have more for you from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Welcome back to Pittsburgh, Kansas. John Coffey with you at halftime as Pittsburgh State leads the Northwest women 26-22. Matt Gorder away for today, but we'll be back with us as we'll have Northwest men's basketball coming up on Tuesday night at home as Northwest will host Peru State in a non-conference game. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off, airtime at 6:40. For the Northwest men, that's a tune-up before a big weekend for them as they will travel down to Springfield. They'll be competing in a Thanksgiving Classic, which is hosted by Pittsburgh, rather hosted by Drury University in Springfield, and they will face the host school on a Friday afternoon. That will be a 4 o'clock tip, rather a 3:30 tip-off. 3:30 tip-off. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 3:10 Friday as the Northwest men face Drury. Drury, the defending national champion, so that'll be a tough task for the Northwest men. And then on Saturday, there'll be an internet stream as they will face Truman State in a 1 o'clock at tip-off. And pregame on NorthwestBearcast.com and KXCV.org coming your way at 12:40. The Northwest women, after today, will be back in action next Saturday afternoon. They have a 4 o'clock game scheduled with College of St. Mary's, and that is a 3:40 pregame show. We'll have that for you right after Bearcat football. As the Northwest football team has a big game coming up on Saturday, they will be hosting Minnesota Duluth in a second-round game of the NCAA Division II playoffs. Bearcat football team getting that bye by virtue of being the number one seed in Super Region 3. The noon kickoff air time from Bearcat Stadium is 11 o'clock with Bearcat game day. Minnesota Duluth coming off a 55-13 win over Emporia State yesterday afternoon. That game was tied up at 13 going into the second quarter, but I believe it was, 4 turnovers that resulted in touchdowns for Minnesota Duluth during the second quarter, and they just put the game away by halftime and cruise to that 55-13 win over Emporia State. So Northwest faces Minnesota Duluth in the playoffs next Saturday at noon. The other end of the bracket, we'll have St. Cloud State meeting a Minnesota State Mankato. Mankato, the number 2 seed in Super Region 3. St. Cloud defeated Henderson State yesterday 40-35 in the other portion of the bracket in Super Region 3. Here again, the Northwest Missouri State women trailing Pittsburgh State 26-22. Back with more right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas at John Lance Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team in a non-conference game against Pittsburgh State this afternoon. They trailed Pittsburgh State 26-22. We'll give you a station break here. We'll take one now and then catch you up on a little bit later as well. But for stations along the line, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Getting here this afternoon, the Northwest women trailing Pittsburgh State 26-22. They opened up a 7-0 run to start this game. They were up again 14-7 at one point before Pittsburgh State came back and took the lead that they've never relinquished about midway through the first half. It's been close throughout, though, 26-22 here at halftime. From the NFL this afternoon, they've got a wild one going at Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City right now up on San Diego, 28-27. That's just at the start of the fourth quarter. Also, Baltimore leading the Jets 19-3. It's Pittsburgh on top of Cleveland, 20-3. Tampa Bay leading Detroit, 24-21. That's a fourth quarter score. Other scores from the NFL this afternoon. Let's see if we can get some more NFL scores here. It is Minnesota leading Green Bay 23-20. Jacksonville over Houston 13-6. Miami leading Carolina 16-13. And St. Louis trying to win their second straight. They're up on the Chicago Bears 27-14. Fourth quarter just underway in that matchup. So again, here in Pittsburgh, Kansas, the Pittsburgh State women in front of Northwest 26-22. Back with more right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, at the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 26-22. Had one lead change in this game, and the game's been tied just once as well. Again, Northwest opened up a 7-0 run to start this game, up at 1.14-7, but then Pittsburgh State coming back. And again, taking the lead here at halftime. Once again, this Northwest women's team off until next Saturday afternoon as they will face College of St. Mary's at Bearcat Arena. That again is a scheduled 4 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that broadcast for you again on the Bearcat Radio Network right after our coverage of Bearcat football as Northwest faces Minnesota Duluth in a noon kickoff in the Division II playoffs. Be back and check some of the numbers out of this first half. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mountain City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
And welcome back to John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, at the half, Northwest trailing 26-22. As we look at the totals from the first half, Northwest shooting at 35% from the field, 8 of 23, just 2 of 7 on the three-pointers. That's a 29% average there. They've been to the free throw line 5 times, knocked down 4 of those for an 80% mark. Pittsburgh State, they've really struggled from the field as well, 9 of 36 for 25%. 1 of 10 from a three-point range, and 7 of 7 at the free-throw line. So perfect from the line. One of the areas in which they've excelled, the Gorillas with 25 rebounds compared to 17 for Northwest. Cats also with 12 turnovers in the first half, and Pittsburgh State has scored 19 points off of those turnovers. Pittsburgh State's committed 9 turnovers, and Northwest has only been able to capitalize scoring 4 points off of those turnovers. Pittsburgh State also with 12 second-chance points out of the first half compared to 4 for Northwest, and Pittsburgh State getting much better play off the bench right now. 12 points off the bench compared to 4 for Northwest. Looking at some of the individual numbers out of the first half, one player in double figures, that's Lizzie Geronimus for Pittsburgh State. She has 10 points with 6 of those coming from the free throw line. She's 6 of 6 at the line, just 2 of 8 from the field as Northwest done a pretty good job forcing her to go to her right where she's not very comfortable trying to shoot with that right hand. But the problem is she's been getting to the free throw line where she's been knocking down some free throws. For Northwest, no one in double figures, but they're faced by Monique Stevens with 6 points, 2 of 3 from the field, and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And a couple players with 5 points apiece, Ariel Easton along with Ashley Nelson. That's the way things look here at halftime. Again, Northwest Missouri State trailing 26-22 as they trail Pittsburgh State in this non-conference game here this afternoon from Pittsburgh, Kansas. We'll be back and get you ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Well, teams out going through some halftime warm-ups here as we get ready for a second half play. I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Northwest football team will face Minnesota Duluth Saturday in a noon kickoff at Bearcat Stadium. That second round play from the NCAA Division II playoffs. Minnesota Duluth with a win over Emporia State 55-13 yesterday. The other end of the Super Region 3 bracket, Minnesota State Mankato will take on St. Cloud as St. Cloud down Henderson State yesterday 40-35. Checking some of the other scores from the Division II playoffs yesterday, it was Westchester with a win over American International 38-7. Carson Newman got past Newberry 37-27. West Texas A&M over Indianapolis 27-14. Winston-Salem got past Slippery Rock 27-20. North Alabama 30-Tuskegee came up with 27, so a 30-27 win for North Alabama. And it was Grand Valley defeating a team that Northwest played in the opening round, or rather the opening weekend of the season. Grand Valley defeating Saginaw Valley 40-7. And again, those are some of the scores that we had from yesterday's action in Division II playoffs. So, again, Northwest faces Minnesota Duluth in Super Region 3 on Saturday. Our airtime will be 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day sponsored by Hy-Vee. And it's a 12 noon kickoff in the other end of the bracket, Super Region 3. Minnesota State Mankato host St. Cloud. And the winner from those two games will play the next week in the quarterfinals. Getting ready for a second half play here in this women's game between Northwest and Pittsburgh State. Northwest down 26-22. Northwest had led by as much as 7 points in the first half before the Grails came back. Right now, Pittsburgh State with their largest lead of the game with this 26-22 margin. Coach Michael Smith giving some final words of encouragement to his squad before he sends them out. The Northwest women coming off their first win of the season Friday night, an 88-55 win over Kansas Wesleyan. Cats went on a 44-4 run in that game to put things away. Ashley Nelson inbound for Northwest. Monique Stevens along with Ariel Easton, Timber Schechinger, and also Andy Matthews on the floor to start this second half. And for Pittsburgh State, they'll be going with Alexa Bordewick. Also on the floor is Kylie Gafford, Lizzie Geronimus, and also Yasidra Devers on the floor. So the original starting lineup for both of these teams out there to start the second half. Nelson out to the top of the key, dribbles left side, into the left corner for Stevens, drives the baseline, bounce pass into lane for Matthews, turns and hits the jumper.
Andy Matthews,
who picked up a couple of early fouls, set a lot of the first half, knocks down a jumper there, makes it a two-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 26-24. Out front, Lizzie Geronimus, out of a weave, gives it to Devers, to the free throw line off the right side, bounce pass is stolen, picked up by Nelson, throws it down floor into front court, but it is picked right back up by Pittsburgh State, where that is Geronimus, to the top of the key, looks right side, Bordewick, dribbles out front, looks on the right, gets it on the wing for Devers, out of Bordewick, out between the circles, trying to drive on Stevens, and does, lays it up off the left side. Bordewick with her first bucket of the game. She averages 9 a contest, and it's back to a 4-point lead for the Gorillas. Defense. Stevens across the timeline. Out between the circles. Looks right side. Nelson. Now to Schechinger. Left side pass. Stevens. to Easton. Easton at the top of the key with the dribble. On the right wing for Schechinger. Eight on the shot clock to the right baseline. Pass goes high post and it's knocked loose. Matthews chases it down. Now to Stevens out front off the further end, though, and Devers with the rebound for the Gorillas. 28-24, Northwest Missouri State trails. Bordewick on the left side. Brings it out front left for Devers. The right side with the drive. Gafford to the bucket. Missing the shot. Fight for the board on the baseline. Out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest off of Devers. And we have another chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Four-point game. Northwest trails Pittsburgh State. Cats with it on the right side. Stevens near the right corner looking at man-to-man defense out of the Gorillas who played man the entire way. Stevens at the elbow off the right side. Matthews. Matthews one dribble. Now to the top of the key. Easton. Shot clock at seven. Back to Stevens on the right wing. Dribbles to the right side to the free throw line. Now sets up out of a double team. One on the shot clock. Can't get the shot away. And the turnover will give it to Pittsburgh State. And that has Coach Michael Smith unhappy. He calls the timeout with 17:50. Left in the second half, Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 28-24. Back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Coach Michael Smith talking to his team. Not real happy with their offensive execution that trip down the floor where they were unable to get a good look at the bucket and the 30-second shot clock winds down. Northwest down by 4, 28-24, 17:50 left in the ball game. Northwest had a 7-point lead to start this contest. Been a close one throughout. Pittsburgh State coming in with a 4-2 record. They've won their last three games. Bordewick off of the right side. Gets it to Devers. Trying to go to Geronimus into the right corner. Stolen away by Schechinger. And here comes Monique Stevens. Stevens across the timeline. Right side, Easton. Cross court, left side. Pass tip that is picked up by Schechinger. To the baseline. Off the left side. Drives underneath the bucket. Now finds Matthews cutting through the lane. Puts it up and in. Matthews with 6 points. 2-point deficit. Northwest trailing with 17-20 left in the ballgame. Out front off the right side. Morgan Westhoff. Now to Bergman. Bergman back left side. Devers takes a jumper. Free throw line left. Rims out. Rebound in the lane. Stevens for Northwest. Dribbles down that left sideline into the front quarters. Northwest goes from our left to our right in the second half. Easton left corner. Jumper up and rims out. Rebound pulled away by Westhoff for Pittsburgh State. Left side pass Bordewick. Now to Westhoff cutting through the lane. And a whistle. And we've got a charge coming up this time on Pittsburgh State. This one actually going on Lizzie Geronimus. That will be Geronimus' second. First team foul in the second half for the Gorillas. Geronimus will go to the sideline, and Haley Roderick comes into the game. Two-point game, Northwest trails, 28-26. Alex Muff in, and Bergman goes to the bench. Full-court pressure out of Pittsburgh State. That resulted in a couple of turnovers out of the first half. Inbound to Stevens, trying to dribble through a double team. Find Schechinger. Now back to Stevens. Into the front court she goes with the dribble. Out front, Nelson. Low left side pass for Matthews. Up for the shot, blocked away in a foul. Muff should get called for this one. Got the ball cleanly, but got her with the body as well. That'll be her first foul, team second. Going to the free throw line, Annie Matthews. Matthews, a 67% shooter on the year at the free throw line. And shooting two, this one is good. 7 points for Matthews. Five of those coming here in the second half. 1 point game, Northwest down. A chance to tie this one up, and Matthews does as the free throw rolls in. We're tied up at 28, Northwest and Pittsburgh State. Across the timeline, left side, Borderwick to the top of the key, right side with the Devers. Dribbles to the left wing. Gives it up to Westhoff. Westhoff, who averages 14 points a game with a high dribble at the free throw line, brings it between the circles for Borderwick. Dribbles down the lane left. Out front, Devers. Cross court right side pass for Westhoff. 9 on the shot clock. Skips it into the left corner for Borderwick. Now to the top of the key. Devers knocks down the jumper just inside the arc, a two-pointer. And pass at midcourt. Knocked loose by Devers. Goes out of bounds. Right in front of us. Northwest will inbound. At midcourt. Darrell Easton comes over to inbound for the Cats. 2-point game. The Gorillas in front of Northwest, 30-28 with 16:05 left. Inbound goes to Stevens. Out between the circles. Back right side. Feinschek and John the right wing. Goes ball high overhead. Now Stevens top the key. Open the three. Nothing but net. Monique Stevens knocks down the three out front. She's got 9 points. Her first three of the game. That gives Northwest a 1-point lead, 31-30. Borderwick down the other end. Launches a three. Won't go. Rebound. Ricochets inside on the baseline. Out of bounds. It will belong to, let's see, Northwest. It will go off of Haley Roderick, who went diving after the ball on the baseline. So a 1-point lead for the Cats, looking at full court pressure. It's been about the midpoint of the first half since Northwest has had the lead. Into the front court, Stevens spins to the top of the key. Gives it to Easton, left side. Off the left wing, Schechinger. Now to Nelson, quick touch pass. Trying to go low for Matthews. Couldn't quite hold on to it. Goes out of bounds. And the ball will belong to Pittsburgh State. Pittsburgh State's largest lead of this game has been 6. Northwest's third largest lead has been 7. Right now, 1-point Bearcat lead. Hesser into the game, takes over the point duties for Pittsburgh State. Dribbles to the left wing, pulls up. Out front with it for Reed. Reed, free throw line left, takes the jumper, got it. And Quinita Reed knocks down the jumper, and it's now a 1-point Gorilla lead, 32-31. Between the circles, out front, Easton looks on the left side for Nelson to the baseline left. Finds into the lane, Matthews kicks it back out front, left side. Schechinger the three, rims out, no one to rebound, but Gorilla's inside. Reed comes down with the board. Chance for Pittsburgh State to increase their lead. Reed to the right wing. Pass, pass. Low right side. Goes out of bounds. Trying to lead Muff a little bit too far in the box and can catch up with it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Breaking the action. 14:49 left in the game. Pittsburgh State 32. Northwest 31. We'll be back to Pittsburgh, Kansas right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
14:49 left in the game. Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest, 32-31, in a women's non-conference game from Pittsburgh, Kansas. These two teams will be meeting in December as part of the conference schedule. That'll be a men's-women's doubleheader at Bearcat Arena. Gorillas going into full court pressure. Northwest will inbound after the timeout. Schechinger with it. Left side for Stevens. Double teamed right in front of the scorer's table and dribbles through that double team into the front court. Finds Nelson to the free throw line. Into the left corner, Easton sets up. Wants the three. Rims around and out. Rebound tip. And it will control by Reed for Pittsburgh State off of her out of bounds. She had it briefly, but just couldn't quite hold on to it. It will roll out of bounds and belong to the Bearcats. Northwest inbound, baseline right. Monique Stevens will inbound. Gets the inbound into the right corner for Nelson. Nelson out front, finds Easton open. Three on the way, rims out. Fight for the board, controlled by Pittsburgh State. Hesser with it. From our right to our left, in front of the scorer's table to the right baseline. Out front for Reed. Wide open, passes up the shot. Just backpedals now with the dribble near the timeline. They're giving her a lot of room out front. Off of the left wing, Devers. Devers at the free throw line. Gives it to Hesser. Hesser back to Devers. Free throw line left. Takes the jumper off the back of the rim. Board, and it's out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds. Fighting for that rebound inside was Alex Mott for Pittsburgh State. Slapped out of her hands, out of bounds. Mustaine into the game. Matthews to get her first breather of the second half. Set several minutes in the first half after picking up her second foul. Has yet to pick up another one. Hesser with the inbound. Flops it out front. Reed leaps up, brings it down at the free throw line. Takes the fadeaway jumper over Easton. Rims out right. Mustaine with the rebound, Northwest. Cast down by one. 32-31 with 13:55 left in the game. Stevens into the front court. Looks left side. Easton. Out to Nelson on the left wing. Out front between the circle, Schechinger. Schechinger right side for Easton. Man-to-man defense played out of the Gorillas. On the right side, Stevens. Now to Easton with eight on the shot clock. Left side, Schechinger to the left baseline. Drives into the traffic, dribbles, knocked loose, and it will be a held ball in the lane. Muff forces the jump ball. And now Devers falls awkwardly on Mustaine. She's okay, though. Gets up smiling. Gafford back in the game. Also, Geronimus back in for Pittsburgh State. Hesser handling the point duties for the Gorillas into the front court right side. It's a one-point Gorilla lead over Northwest. Into the right corner, Reed thought about the long jumper. Instead, gives it back to Hesser on the right side. Lobs the pass, low left side. Driving as Gafford up for the shot. Won't go in a foul. This will go on Northwest. It'll be the first team foul for Northwest in the half. Getting call for that foul is Shelby Mustaine, number two on Mustaine.
Number 23,
Gafford going to the line in the first free throw to her. She's a 75% shooter at the line this season. Trying to extend the Gorilla lead, does that time. 3 points total, and it's now a 32-31 lead for Pittsburgh State. Across the timeline, off of the left side, actually 33-31 lead for Pittsburgh State. Between the circles, with it is Nelson, lots of low right side. Mustaine in the block shot of a double team, puts it up and in. Nice entry pass going into Mustaine, a little lob pass that was just perfect. Mustaine was able to come down with it, turn and tie this game up at 33. On the left side, Reed. Reed to the left baseline, drives into a double team, earned line drive shot, hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound, though, controlled by Geronimus for the Gorillas. Out front, left side, Hesser. 12:35 left in the game. Northwest and Pittsburgh State tied up at 33. Skip pass right side goes to Roderick. Out to the top of the key, Hesser, the long three is good. Knocks that one down over Stevens. Hesser with her first three of the game. And it's a three-point lead for the Gorillas over Northwest. Out of a double team, Easton's dribble is stolen by Reed. Now to Hesser right side. Thought about the three. Instead, the back pedals and will set up the offense. Off the right wing, goes cross-court left side. Roderick. Now Geronimus out to the top of the key. Hesser, bounce pass. Gives it right back to Geronimus as she drives to the bucket off the give and go. And a whistle and a foul. This one to go on Northwest. Schechinger picks up the foul. That's her second. Second team foul on Northwest. And Geronimus back to the free throw line where she's a perfect 6 of 6. All of those attempts coming in the first half. And knocks down another. Her first point of the second half. She has 11 points on the day. Easton to the bench and Meredith Scott into the game for Northwest. Second free throw on the way for the left-hander. Knocks it down. 38-33. Pittsburgh State increasing their lead in full court pressure out of the Gorillas after the made free throw. Stevens into the front court. Dribbles into a trap. And her pass is knocked loose right in front of us. Saving it inbounds was Roderick for Pittsburgh State. She knocked the ball away and then saves it inbounds. Reed to the right wing. into the right corner for the Gorillas. Now to Hesser. Hesser to the free throw line. Jaramis down the lane on the right side. Just a low left side. And the shot up and good by Roderick. Nice feed by Jaramis. Finds Roderick in the blocks off the left side. And it's the largest lead of the game for Pittsburgh State. 40-33. On the left side is Scott for the Cats. Now to Stevens as Northwest sets up the offense. Out to the top of the key. Nelson spins in the lane off the right hand. Makes a jumper and misses it. Rebound to Jaramis. Long pass knocked loose by Schenkinger on the sideline and bats it out of bounds. Northwest Missouri State will stay on defense here, but good effort by Schenkinger trying to go for that long pass down the floor. 40-33, Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State, just over 11 minutes left in the game. Reed getting ready to inbound, and Coach Lord Lane will send in Alex Muff. She immediately went into the ballgame from the bench, and Coach Lane halting her as she got out of the floor, telling her she needs to go by the scorer's table first. And with that done, Grills will inbound. Hesser out between the circles. Pulls up the dribble as Northwest drops into a zone that's stripped down. Again, a 1-3-1 zone at the top of the key. Right side, Hesser. Into the left corner, Reed. 8 on the shot clock. Skips it out to the top of the key. Bergman. Left side, Hesser, a runner on the left side. Throws it up, misses the shot. Fight for the board into the lane. Devers out of a triple team. Comes out of it, but a timeout's been called by Pittsburgh State. 10:35 left, Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 40-33. Back to Pittsburgh, Kansas, right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
10:35 left, Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 40-33. Cats were down at halftime, 26-22. Fought their way back at a brief one-point lead here in the second half. Gorillas now up by 7. Inbound on the left side goes to Muff. Out between the circles, Bergman. As Kathy Bergman dribbles left. Brings it out right side. Whistle on inside. Whistle on a foul coming up. Instead, I think they're going to go 3 seconds here, so the ball goes to Northwest. Looking at full court pressure once again out of the Gorillas. Monique Stevens dribbling down the floor on Bridget Hesser. Into the front court left side. Finds Meredy Scott on the right wing. To the right wing for Blaurock. Alexander Blaurock now to Nelson. Into the lane for Andy Matthews. Through a double team. Pivots off the blocks on the right side and puts it up and in. Matthews in double figures with 10 points. Northwest down by 5, 40-35. On the left side, Hesser. Dribbles to the top of the key. Off the right side. Backpedals with the dribble. Off of the right wing. High post right side pass. Gets it to Brugman. Into the lane. Kicks it back right side for Hesser. Low right side, jumper up, and a whistle and a foul. As the shot went up and was a miss by Muff, but she'll get to the free throw line after being fouled. Nelson picks up the foul. That will be her third foul. We also have a timeout. 9:49 left in this game. Northwest Missouri State trailing by 5 to Pittsburgh State, 40-35. Back to Pittsburgh, Kansas, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Pittsburgh State continues to out-rebound Northwest. The Gorillas right now with 34 boards, and Northwest with just 22. And for the Gorillas, they pull down 17 offensive boards in this one. Free throw missed by Muff, but she was fouled before the timeout. She's now 0 of 1 at the line. 5-point game, Northwest trails 40-35. Second free throw rattles down. Gorillas' largest lead has been 7. It's the largest lead either team has had in this one. Northwest opened up the game on a 7-0 run and then led 14-7 a little bit later in that first half. On the right side, Meredith Scott looks out top of the key for Blaurock. Now in the left corner is Stevens. Stevens dribbles just inside the arc on the left wing. A shot is short. It's a 17-footer. Shot went 16, unfortunately. And it's a 41-35 game. Gorillas in front. On the right side is Devers. On the left wing, Westhoff dribbles to the top of the key. Westhoff averages 14 a game. Has been held scoreless so far today. She has it on the left side. Drives on Blaurock. Crossover dribble. Pulls up. Free throw line left with the jumper. Rims around out. Rebound. Put back by Devers. High off the glass on the left side. Good. Devers with 6 points. 43-35. Pittsburgh State with their largest lead. Blaurock in front of the timeline. Will hand off to Stevens. Stevens a crossover dribble across the timeline left. Looks on the left wing. Nelson. Now out front Blaurock. To Stevens. Rather to Meredith Scott on the right wing. To Blaurock top of the key. Dribbles right side. Defense. Out front. Stevens. Defense. Left side for Nelson. Drives the baseline and is stripped out of her hands. Picked up on the right side by Hessler for Pittsburgh State. Across the timeline. Pass on the left for Devers on the wing. Lobs it low left. Krugman goes up with a little hook shot inside and won't go. Rebound tipped by Matthews. Picked up by Stevens for Northwest. Across the timeline right side to the top. Lobs the pass. Cross court left. Ball rock jumper from 15. Missed it too hard. Fight for the board. Matthews clears it away from three Gorillas and will bring it back out. So Northwest sets up the offense. Northwest down 43-35. Just over 8 minutes left in the game. Ball rock on the left wing for the Cats. Holds on to it. Finds Scott out front. Now to Nelson. To Stevens, right sideline. Trying to look inside. Nothing there. Forces a pass in a double team to Matthews at the free throw line. Tip loose. Controlled by the Gorillas. Hesser from our right to our left across midcourt. 43-35. Gorillas in front of Northwest. Hesser at the top of the key. Dribbles left side. Scoops the pass left for Westhoff. Out front. Wants the long jumper. Rims around out. Rebound Blaurock for Northwest. Westhoff really frustrated offensively. Hasn't had many good looks at the bucket. On the left side is Scott for Northwest. Cats in their black uniforms today. Into the lane for for Matthews. Dribbles off her foot and is picked up by Devers for Pittsburgh State. 3-on-2 break. Devers scoops the layup. Won't go. Whistle and a foul. This one to go on Northwest. Ashley Nelson will pick up foul number 4. Also the fourth team foul on Northwest in the second half. This will get Cedra Devers to the free throw line. 6 points this afternoon. Averages 3 a game. Also leads the team in steals. Knocks down the first free throw. 44-35. Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest. Now the largest lead of the game for the Gorillas. And Quinita Reed back into the game for Pittsburgh State. Also, Nelson to get a breather for Northwest. As Schechinger back in. And second free throw is good. So now a 10-point lead for the Gorillas in front of Northwest with 7:15 left. Defense. Full court pressure inbound to Easton dribbling down the right sideline. Bumped as she gets forward in midcourt. And a foul coming up on Pittsburgh State. This will go on Roderick. That's her second foul. Protect that her first foul. Now Schechinger will inbound as Cats still in the backcourt. Inbound comes to Easton. Easton had double team at the timeline. Dribbles through that double team to the top of the key. Scott with it on the left wing. High post for Mustaine. Right side Easton. Mustaine into the game now for Matthews. Blaurock out front Schechinger. Shot clock at 9 seconds. Out of Blaurock through the lane, through a double team, and a whistle and a foul. She just over her shoulder and went through the lane. Well, we'll go on Reed. That would be number three on Reed. 6:48 left in the game. Northwest trying to come back now after a 10-point deficit. Led by seven on a couple occasions in the first half. Walrock's first trip to the line. She's 1 of 1 on the season. Now 2 of 2 as she knocks down the first free throw. It's her first point of the game. 45-36, Northwest down. Second free throw, rims out. Rebound, Geronimus for Pittsburgh State. Dribbles with the left hand across the timeline, off the left side. Between the circles, Bordewick. Left side, Roderick. Roderick on the left wing with the dribble. Trying to drive on Walrock. Now back pedals, wants a long three off the back of the rim. Rebound in lane, Schechinger for Northwest. Nearly stripped out of her hand. Now knocked loose and a reach-in foul coming up on Geronimus. And that will be number three on Lizzie Geronimus. 5'11 junior Alanexa. 15th foul on the Gorillas as Northwest will inbound facing full court pressure. Ariel Easton will take it across the timeline. Looks right side for Scott. Now on the right wing, Schechinger. To Walrock. Trying to look into lane for Mustaine, but reaching up and bringing that pass down was Gafford for Pittsburgh State. Another steal for the Gorillas. Now Geronimus. Crossover dribble trying to go through the lane and a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest.
Foul by number 22, American Timber Schechinger.
Schechinger will pick up foul number 3. 15 foul on Northwest. So Pittsburgh State will inbound baseline left. And it looks like the athletic training staff now trying to treat, it looks like Geronimus, who may have a bloody nose there. They've got a towel that she's applying to her nose right now, trying to stop the bleeding. Morning, Stevens and Andy Matthews into the game for Northwest as Mustang and Scott go to the bench. And they're unable to get the bleeding stopped in time, so Geronimus will go to the sideline. And Kathy Bregman back into the game, 6'1 sophomore out of Wichita. Inbound off of the left side for Reed. Into the left corner, long three on the way, short as was taken and missed by Bordewick. Now Northwest with the on the break. Stevens on the fast break, left side for Blaurock. Out front, left side, Stevens. Stevens, right side, Easton. To the right wing, Schechinger. Out front, right side, Blaurock. Goes cross court, left side for Stevens. Northwest down by 9. Now driving is Easton. Misses the shot on the left side. Rebound, Roderick for Pittsburgh State. 45-36, Cats trailing. 5:33 left in the game. Into the left corner is Reed. Reed driven to the left wing. Out of the free throw line. Back pedals between the circles. Pulls up free throw line right. Now again, we'll back pedal. Goes off the right side with the pass for Bordewick. 9 on the shot clock. A screen by Gafford. Now right side, Reed. Long three off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Tipped up and a foul. This one should go on Pittsburgh State as Walrock was trying to position for a rebound inside. Got pushed from behind. And this will go on Haley Roderick. That'll be her second. 16 fouls now on the Gorillas. Easton to go to the sideline for Coach Michael Smith and Meredy Scott back into the game. And the full court pressure by the Gorillas. Schechinger to inbound. And then it comes in to Scott. Back to Schechinger underneath the Pittsburgh State bench. Behind Stevens, and she'll dribble through traffic. Still in the backcourt, pulls up, and her pass at midcourt is stolen. It's picked up by Bergman. Drives and has the easy layup off the left side. 47-36, Pittsburgh State. Again, full court pressure on the inbound. Comes in to Stevens, who's fouled out of that double team. I believe this will go on Bordewick. Bordewick, a little bit of a bump out front, picks up the foul. And with 4:53 left in the game, we've got a timeout. Pittsburgh State 47, Northwest Missouri State 36. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Monique Stevens fouled before the timeout, goes into double figures now. She hits the first of two free throws. Cats down by 10. Free throw misses, and the rebound pulled away by Brugman for Pittsburgh State. 7 points been the largest deficit that Northwest has had here in the second half. It's a 47-37 game right now. Cast down. On the right side, Bordewick. Cross court, left side, Reed. Reed into the left corner. Skips the pass all the way across the court to Bordewick on the right side. Out front, left side, Brugman. The long jumper off in front of the rim. Fight for the board inside. Seconds are trying to fight for the rebound. And a held ball coming up with Deja Snell. Cats will get it with the alternate possession. 4:29 left. Northwest needs to make a bit of a move here, down by 10. They're down at halftime, 26-22. Had a 7-point lead a couple times in the first half. But here in the second half, fought their way back, had a 1-point lead, and then it was tied on another occasion. But Pittsburgh State right now out to a 10-point lead. 2-2-1 pressure out of the Gorillas as Schechinger goes to Stevens, he'll take it into the front court off the left side. Dribbles out near the timeline. High post right for Schechinger, trying to go low with the pass. It's knocked loose, knocked away by Snell, and picked up by Reed for Pittsburgh State. Into the front court on the right side. Bordewick off the right wing. Skips the pass left side over the Bearcat zone. On the left wing is Roderick. Now skip pass right side for Bordewick. Bordewick at the elbow off the right side. Goes low into the lane for Snell. And finds cutting through the lane Roderick, who missed the shot, rebound right side, and a long jumper by Bordewick. Short goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Bridget Hesser into the game for the Gorillas will take the place of Bordewick. And for Northwest, Ashley Nelson back into the ballgame. Wyrock goes to the bench. Northwest down by 10, looking at full court pressure. Comes in off the right side to Nelson. Now to Stevens. Stevens in a double team in the backcourt. Finds Schechinger. Will take it across the timeline left. Out between the circles. And we'll give it up left side for Stevens. Now to Easton off the right wing. Schechinger. One dribble. Pulls up. Handyman defense out of the Gorillas with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Schechinger. Top of the key to the free throw line. Down the lane. Left drives. Left-handed layup. No and a foul. This will get Schechinger to the free throw line. 3:22 left and Northwest down by 10. Geronimus picks up her fourth foul. She's got 12 points, but 8 of those coming at the free throw line today. Schechinger at the line, shooting 2, first one good. That is Timber's first point of the game. It's a 9-point game, Northwest trails. Second free throw on the way. Rebound. Misses too hard in the rebound to Snell and Pittsburgh State. Into the front court, Hesser dribbling to the right wing. Out between the circles. Backpedals near the timeline. Bounce pass high post right side for Geronimus. Back out on the floor after getting her nosebleed stopped. On the left wing, Roderick. Into the left corner, Reed. Reed out front, left side, Roderick. Back to Reed to the baseline. 15-foot jumper. Too hard. Rebound. Tip on the floor. Controlled by Roderick for Pittsburgh State. Now front Hesser. Dribbles left. 2 minutes, just under 3 minutes left. And a pass into the left corner. Leads Reed too far out of bounds. And it belongs to Northwest. All right. With chances pause. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats break the full-court pressure, and they call a timeout as the pass goes from Stevens to Nelson as he just gets into the front court with it. Breaking the action with 2:43 left in the game. It's Pittsburgh State 47, Northwest 38. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
2:43 left in the game. Pittsburgh State 47, Northwest 38. Bearcats will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Schechinger inbounds into the backcourt, chased down by Monique Stevens. Stevens will take it back across the timeline. 2:37 left in the game. Nelson with it on the right wing. Goes cross court, left side for Easton. Sets up, wants the three off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out, and it's controlled by Hesser for Pittsburgh State. Races down that right sideline with the dribble into the front court. Spins past Easton to the free throw line right. Gives it into the right corner for Bordewick. Trying to look inside, nothing there. We'll dribble with the left hand and pull up. Skips it across the zone line to the left corner for Hesser. Hesser, left side for Geronimus. Now to Hesser, baseline left, nothing there, and a foul. Nelson comes away with the ball, but should pick up the foul as well. Devers back into the game, and Reed to the bench for Pittsburgh State. Hesser at inbound, baseline left with 15 on the shot clock. 2:07 left of the game, and Northwest down by 9. Out to the top of the key, Geronimus. Geronimus into the right corner, Devers. To Geronimus down the lane, right side, goes up with a left-handed shot. Geronimus for 14 points, and it's a 49-38 lead for Pittsburgh State. Into the front court goes Stevens. Stevens between the circles, dribbles left. Finds Nelson, out front for Schechinger. Right side is Easton. 1:40 left in the game. Northwest needs to get some shots off. Nelson passed up a three attempt out front. Dribbles left. Now to Schechinger on the left wing. High post pass intent for Matthews. Knocked loose, chased down by Nelson in a collision going after the ball with Snell. And Snell should pick up the foul.
Foul number 24 for the
and that will be her first foul. 1:31 left in the game. Nelson will go to the free throw line. So ninth team foul, so a 1-1 opportunity. Ashley Nelson's first trip to the line in this one. And it's off the front of the rim. Rebound Geronimus for Pittsburgh State. Cross midcourt with the pass to Hesser. Hesser on the right wing. Right side for Bordewick. Now to Hesser. Dribbles on the right wing. Bounce pass into the blocks. Right side for Snell. She tries to make a pivot move. Gets called for the travel out of a double team. Turnover gives it to Northwest with 1:15 left. Northwest down by 11. Schechinger with the inbound left side for Nelson. Back to Schechinger, still in the backcourt. As Pittsburgh State backs off of their full court pressure. Now to Stevens between the circles. Right side pass for Schechinger. Now to Nelson. Nelson through the lane. Bounce pass left side for Matthews. Matthews trying to kick it left side for Easton and ball goes right past her, but she chases it on the left wing. Under a minute left, a jumper out front. A three-pointer good by Ashley Nelson. Her second three of the game. She's got 8 points. And it's an 8-point game. Northwest Missouri State down with 50 seconds left. Geronimus on the left side. Out front right for Hesser. Back to Geronimus. Pittsburgh State just trying to run some clock. The shot clock's down to 12 seconds. 35 seconds left in the game clock. And Northwest packing in their 1-3-1 zone. Out front right side, Devers. Down to the right corner, Hesser. The long three, short. Rebound Northwest. Monique Stevens with 25 seconds left in the game. Across the timeline, left side for Nelson. Nelson through the lane to the bucket. And the whistle and a foul. This will go on Pittsburgh State. So Snell picks up her second foul. And this will get Nelson back to the free throw line. Puts up the first and misses too hard. Now 0-2 at the line. Northwest shooting just 64% from the line in this game. Second free throw. That one's good. So now 49-42 lead, and a quick foul off the inbound as it comes in to Hayden Herlocker. And Monique Stevens reaches in, stops the clock, picks up her first foul. Now Pittsburgh State inbound baseline left with 19.6 seconds left. Quick inbound into the right corner goes to Borderwick, and she'll take it across the timeline. As she gets there, another reach-in foul coming up, stopping the clock as Monique Stevens quickly picks up her second foul. Borderwick going to the line to shoot a 1-1 with 16.4 seconds left. Front end with the left-handed shot, misses, rebound, pulled down by Schechinger for Northwest. Alley goes to Stevens, pushes across the timeline, top of the key. Left side, Nelson, a three, rims out. Rebound, Matthews puts it back up and in as he knocks it off the glass. She's got 12 points in. It's a 49-44 game with 6.9 seconds left and a timeout by Northwest. Back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 6.9 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State trailing 49-44. Coach Michael Smith calling a quick timeout after the made bucket. And now Northwest will go into full court pressure here, trying to get a quick turnover with just under 7 seconds left in the game, and off the inbound, a quick foul. It stops play. Foul on Ariel Easton for Northwest. That'll be her first. Push from behind on Hayden Herlocker. Herlocker will go to the free throw line. Eighth team foul, so 1-1 opportunity for Herlocker, the freshman from Girard, Kansas. It's her first trip to the line. She's been there twice this season, made one of two. Free throw is good. Big free throw for the freshman. 50-44, Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest. Trying to ice this game with 6.9 seconds left. Second free throw rims in. Okay, full court pressure out of the Gorillas. Inbound comes to Easton with 5 seconds. Easton across the timeline. Left side with three. Into the left corner finds Nelson. A runner won't go as the buzzer sounds. That's the end of the game. So Pittsburgh State will defeat Northwest 51-44. The final score, as the Bearcats will go to 1-4 on the season. And Pittsburgh State improves to 5-2 on the year. They have now won their last four games. 51-44, the final. Pittsburgh State with the win over Northwest. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State women lose to Pittsburgh State this afternoon. The final score, 51-44. Tough loss for Northwest. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead to start this game. At one point, they were up 14-7 in the first half as well. Wanting to see Pittsburgh State come back, and the Gorillas in the second half led by as much as 11 late in the game before coming up with a 51-44 win. Northwest, which was down at halftime, 26-22, came back, had a brief one-point lead in the second half. But for the most part, since about the 10-minute mark in the first half on, the Gorillas played with the lead, although it was a narrow lead throughout much of this game. But again, Northwest, with the loss, they fall to 1-4, while Pittsburgh State improves to 5-2. The Northwest women will be off until next Saturday as they face College of St. Mary at Bearcat Arena. That will be a 4 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that broadcast for you right after Bearcat football from Bearcat Stadium, as Northwest will be hosting Minnesota Duluth in the second round of the Division II playoffs. Here again, though, 51-44, the final score, the Pittsburgh State women over Northwest. Back with more for you from Pittsburgh, Kansas, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, and certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera, and we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls, and for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Duluth Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and John Lance Arena. Pittsburgh State's women defeat Northwest this afternoon, 51-44 the final score. Time for our extra effort award. And we look at Annie Matthews for today's game, as Annie ended up with 12 points, pulled down 4 rebounds. A lot of this coming in at the second half. She picked up a couple quick fouls in the first half and set an extended period of time in the first half. But again, 12 points for Annie, 4-6 from the field, 4-4 at the free throw line, 4 rebounds to go along with an assist. So Annie Matthews, our extra effort award winner from this afternoon's game. Unfortunately, a 51-44 loss for Northwest as Pittsburgh State defeats the Northwest women. Back to have more for you on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas at John Lance Arena, Northwest Missouri State loses to Pittsburgh State 51-44. As we look at some of the totals out of this one, for Northwest, they ended up shooting 35% from the field, 15-43. They were 4-17 from three-point range for 23%, and at the free throw line, 10-16 for 63%. Pittsburgh State, 27% from the field as they struggled offensively, 17-62. They were just 2-19 at the free throw line, but they made it up at 2-19 and from three-point range. They made it up at the free throw line, 15-18 from the line, 83% from there. They also out-rebounded Northwest 45-33. They got 17 points on putbacks, and also they ended up with 32 points off of turnovers. Those are a couple of key differences out of this game. Northwest with just 13 points off of turnovers and 6 second-chance points and points in the paint. Pittsburgh State with 18 compared to 10 for Northwest, and the Gorillas also ended up getting 24 points off the bench compared to just 7 for Northwest today. So those are some of the team's totals out of this one. And looking at other individual scoring, Northwest had a couple players in double figures. Annie Matthews with 12 points, 10 points for Monique Stevens. She also had 5 rebounds but did turn over the ball 7 times out of this one. They were the two players in double figures for Northwest and for Pittsburgh State. Only one player in double figures, that was Lizzie Geronimus. She had 14 points. Then 8 points for Yasidra Devers, and those were the two main scores for the Gorillas. Again, the final score, it was Pittsburgh State 51 and Northwest Missouri State 44. We'll be back, and well, let's keep it right here just right now, and we'll keep it here as we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. And Michael, a tough loss for your team today. Opened up, had the first 7 points of the game and led by 7 in the first half. Only see Pittsburgh State come back and take the lead, and really for the most part played with the lead the rest of the game.
Yeah, they did. You know, and the thing is what I can obviously there was, we had, you know, pros and cons, good and bad of this game, and obviously a young team on the season, we're going to have that, but I felt like we fought, you know, for 40 minutes, and that was the one thing that I was the most proud of today was our effort. We had good effort. We had good attitude. We just didn't execute. You know, can't give a team like this so many second-chance opportunities. I don't know what their second-chance points were.
17.
So, you know, I thought it'd be more than that with 20 offensive rebounds. But, you know, between our turnovers and our offensive, our lack of rebounding, I guess you could say, on the defensive end, that's what really hurt us.
But again, I think we learned a little bit more about ourselves today. I thought we executed our game plan defensively exactly how we wanted to, except for giving up the offensive rebounds. But we've got to have some people show up that we count on daily, as far as being able to put the ball in the hole for us as well. But I told our girls, hey, we got them 8 or 9 days from now in Bearcat Arena, so we know what to expect. I don't know how much better they're going to get, but I know we can get a lot better.
I know one thing, talking with you in the pregame interview, you really wanted to make Lizzie Geronimus work hard for her points. And I think really for the most part you did. Most of her points coming at the free throw line where she was 8 of 8, but she only held her to 3 field goals from the field, and she really never got into the floor of the offense. It was just the free throw line where she hurt you.
Yeah, you're right, and she got in a little foul trouble too because she got frustrated a couple times. We just didn't take advantage yet as well like we needed to. But yeah, you can see that this Pitt State team, struggled. Because everything is kind of centered around Geronimus, and it should be. But I thought our kids really did a good job of executing that. But I think maybe we were helping in so much, and maybe it took away from us having an opportunity to box out and get in rebound. But that's the best thing about having film and being able to go back to watch it. But yeah, I was pleased. I really was. I hated to lose that game, but I think we've come a long way in a short time. I really do.
I thought that one key in the game when Pittsburgh State went into some full-court pressure after some made free throws a couple times, had a little bit of trouble off of that, and that maybe made a little bit of a difference today as well.
Yeah, we had some careless turnovers, obviously, when they did. We did throw on a full-court press, and, you look for some more leadership. Monique, you got to give her credit because she's working hard, but we've got some other kids that have got to be able to bring the ball up the floor in case people key in on her. It's just like, with anything, I've just now got the stats here overall, but yeah, I mean, we only commit 15 fouls. I mean, that's playing smarter, moving our feet on defense. I haven't seen the stat yet, obviously. So yeah, there's some categories. that's for off the air talking there, but anyway, like I said, this was a good game for us early, kind of see where we're at against an MIAA team that I think's definitely in the top third of the MIAA this year, and we're really looking forward to playing them again here in 8 or 9 days.
Really, obviously you go into this wanting to come away with a win, but really from what you're saying and what I saw on the floor, that there's still a lot of positive things you can take out of a game like this.
Oh, I do. It'd be one thing if I was asking our kids to grow 6 inches overnight or... You know what I mean, or something like that, but it's not. It's just the little things right now, and again, it just comes down to drilling it out in practice, holding them accountable for it, and we've made progress, like I said, the last few days. We got Thanksgiving break coming up, so we're kind of limited to what we can do. I'm giving the girls a day and a half off or so, but maybe that might be the best thing for us, as well, and then we've got another non-conference game at the Bearcat Arena on Saturday, and they're a tough opponent, I'll tell you that.
College of St. Mary's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, they did, and they got a Division I transfer from the University of Florida, about 6'2 in the paint, probably about 250 pounds. They played Sioux Falls, who's in the Northern Sun, to 3 points the other night. So they beat Benedictine, who's a nationally ranked NAI opponent the other night. So we're going to have our hands full for sure.
Well, that's all right. That's the type of teams you want to play this time.
Well, I mean, like you said, we're only going to grow. It's not how we start, it's how we finish. And like I said, I've seen tremendous progress since our very first game at Quincy. There's no doubt about that. And I just ask our kids in there, are we willing to just keep buying in? If we're going to buy in, I told them, I said, I'm going to do everything I can to put you guys in a position to be successful. Now, what we do after that, that's up to you guys. But we're going to do everything as a staff, with a scout, with our film prep, everything. And I think they're starting to see that with the last two games whenever we've had to make some adjustments just over a short period of time, a day or two. And then obviously we've got to get back to College of St. Mary and see what we need to do about that big kid. But we'll worry about that tomorrow.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Hey, thanks for making the trip down, John. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. That's Michael Smith, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, as we wrap things up after a 51-44 loss for Northwest as Pittsburgh State defeats the Bearcat women here this afternoon. We've got a busy week ahead. First of all, on Tuesday night, the Northwest men back in action. They will host Peru State. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 6:40 with our pregame. And then on a Friday afternoon, the Northwest men in Springfield, Missouri, part of the Drury Thanksgiving Classic. They'll face the host school and defending national champion Drury team. That will be a tip-off, which is set for 3:30. Our broadcast at 3:10 with the pregame on a Friday afternoon. Then on Saturday, a whole lot of sporting activity along the Bearcat Radio Network. Things will start at 11 o'clock with a Bearcat game day for the Northwest men's, rather the Northwest football team, as they will host Minnesota Duluth in the second round of the NCAA Division II playoffs. That's a 12 noon kickoff from Bearcat Stadium. Right after that, it will be Northwest women's basketball as they host College of St. Mary. And as you heard Coach Smith talk about a moment ago, that'll be a good matchup for the Northwest women. That's set for 4 o'clock tip-off. 3:40 is pregame time, or right after our broadcast of Northwest football. And then on internet feed from Saturday, it's Truman State and Northwest in the men's matchup of the Thanksgiving Classic in Springfield. That is set to tip off at 1. 12:40 will be pregame along at northwestbearcats.com and kxcv.org. So we've got a lot going for you from Bearcat Sports throughout the week here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And again, here again this afternoon, the Northwest women fall to defeat. They fall to 1-4 on the year, with a loss to Pittsburgh State, 51-44. My thanks to Brandon Travis, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. I'm John Coffey for Matt Gorder, and Matt will be back with us on a Tuesday night as Northwest faces Peru State in men's basketball. So again, final score, it's Pittsburgh State 51, Northwest 44. From Pittsburgh, Kansas, I'm John Coffey, and so long for now.